Summers. Laurel's targeted the worst of Starling City, so it's no surprise his name is on my father's list. The city's police and DA can't stop him, or won't. Laurel thinks she's the only one willing to bring him to justice. She's wrong.
You, listen up. The longer this goes on, the more likely the media is going to crucify me. You shut this trial down.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Martin Summers!
Where are you?
You failed this city.
No!
You're gonna testify in that trial. You're gonna confess to having Victor Nesenti killed. There won't be a second warning.
You to protect my son. Now, I'm not a professional bodyguard, but it seems to me that the first requirement would be managing to stay next to the man you're hired to protect.
All due respect, ma'am, I never had a client who didn't want my protection.
I hired you. That makes me the client. Now, where do you think my son is going on these chaperoneless excursions?
Ma'am, I truly do not know.
And he truly doesn't.
Then perhaps you'd like to share with me, you know, where it is you run off to.
I've been alone for 5 years.
I know that, Oliver.
Mom. Alone.
I see.
I promised to introduce her if it ever gets to the exchanging first names stage.
No, I'd rather you promise to take Mr. Diggle with you on your next rendezvous. It's not safe. You've already been abducted once. There is a maniac out there hunting the wealthy.
Maniac saved my life.
This isn't a game. I lost you once, and I am not going through that again.
Okay. Diggs, my guy.
Thank you.
Sorry to give you so much grief.
Served 3 tours in Afghanistan, Mr. Queen. You don't even come close to my definition of grief. I tell you what, you ditch me one more time, no one will have to fire me.